Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
It is the Tuesday edition. The welcome back to the same old place that you started from edition. Two draft classmates agreeing on multiple things. But I'm going to get after Tausch's classmate and the GOAT about one thing that he said yesterday. We'll explain soon. Edition. And the... Make all the Murder, She Wrote jokes you want. Kelly Call is scheduled to appear on the program. And I don't know if I've ever been more excited about a movie. And that includes Wicked, which is coming out on Thanksgiving, the cinematic version of the Broadway musical, than I am about Just a Bit Outside, the documentary that Kelly spearheaded on the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. So if you are a roughly around my age person who loved the Brewers in your youth, you will want to stay tuned to the show edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Packers practice at 2:30 today.
That fits old boy's schedule pretty good, eh?
It does not. We've got some parent meetings for cross country. We got activities going on. I prefer the do the show and do practice at the same time schedule. That way I feed two birds with one scone. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. Sweet shirt. I got my ESPN Milwaukee shirt on. Can I get one of the Madison ones?
Well, we can get one for you. You just got to come here and get it.
Okay. Is anybody playing the indoor version of curling yet, or is that not caught on just yet in the office?
We're still deconstructing the Papa Shot to put the curling game up. So
yeah, yeah. I saw Matt Hamilton dunking on it in an effort to break it down for you. And from his
ongoing
undisclosed location, the streak begins again at 1.
Let's go.
All three of us are on the program.
Let's go.
It is the Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you? And where were you?
What were you doing there?
yes, sir.
School is starting up pretty soon for our kids. I think we got a week left. And my boy Clussy, we had set this up for a while. We were going to go fishing with our boys. Rolo was supposed to go too. Rolo ended up coming for part of the trip, but his son couldn't make it for a couple of reasons. And blah, blah,
Leitner?
Blah.
Was so Leitner there?
Leitner was there, yes, actually. It's funny that you say that. Clussy will know the inside joke on that, but yes, Leitner was there. So, listen, man, I sit here and tell you all the time to get out of your comfort zone. You sit in your basement too much, I love getting outside. You guys know that. The national parks.
Outdoorsman, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I've gotten soft as Twinkie filling. Like, I don't want to camp. I don't want to sleep outdoors. Matter of fact, years before when my kids would want to camp, we'd go out, use the fire pit, roast marshmallows, whatever. and they'd want to camp out in the backyard, I'd say, okay, why don't you guys do that, and I'm going to go sleep in my beautiful bed. Okay? That's how I like to roll.
Sure.
I'm a lot more joint pain and other stuff.
Sure.
Well,
QC Kinetics.
This was, I camped. I legit camped.
Yeah. Oh, no. What does that mean for us the rest of the week?
Have you
showered? Luckily, I did not camp last night. Last night, we got home. Old T got a pretty good night's sleep. Didn't even play pickleball this morning because I had a couple things, but I ended up sleeping.
Nice.
So I'm in good spirits, but I am not built to sleep on the ground.
Sure.
For a lot of reasons. I just am not. And I didn't sleep great that night, but man, when we woke up, monster catfish that we ended up catching, we just ate basically what we caught for most of the trip. And so it was a great trip. I was glad we did it. But man, I'll tell you what, I was glad to be sleeping in my own bed when we got back.
So as is often the case when you share these experiences, since I don't leave my basement, did you go in like the boundary waters of Canada? Like, how far did you travel? Because I always thought when you camped in 2024, for example, you had a nice tent, you had inflatable mattresses, so you didn't have to sleep on the ground. Like, sounds to me like you guys really roughed it. So I'm curious where you went.
So again, as you guys know, Clussy is, he is a jack of all trades. Like,
sure.
He just knows everything about everything, and he can have us catch fish. We did not like rough it, but we roughed it more than I would normally rough it, if that makes any sense to you. So we still had there was sandbars, and then you brought out chairs that you just chill in, and you'd play some Beersby, which I know. Jesse knows how to play Beersby, right? Jesse, you a Beersby guy?
Yeah, that's the one where you put the bottle or the can on the top of the little pole and you're throwing the Frisbee at it, right?
Yep. And you put it in the water, so you got to... It's Beersby's tough. Now, it's great. You got your Coors Light.
If the Beersby cold...
No, I was going to...
That's key.
That's true.
Sorry.
Is it IPT to play Beersby with kids and then they put water in the can of beer rather than the... But you have to also have a can of beer in your hand. They had bottles of water, but Beersby's a tough game. Like, to act like you're going to end up catching that can when it hits the pole, what are you maybe going to get 10% out of? You're going to catch the can, Jesse? We played Beersby. We fished our tails off. We threw football, ended up playing some football. Catfish was playing against Max, and it was a fun battle. We told campfire stories. I have a new recipe that I want to try because I've always thought if I'm going to eat campfire food, like if it's going to be campfire, I always think back to Bonanza and like the old westerns that my dad watched. You got to get an old can, a metal can of just beans, and you cook it over an open fire, and you get an old like wooden spoon, and you're eating beans, right? That's what old school camping eating is to me.
Keep me out of
your
tent.
We didn't do that. We ended up, we booged it a little bit more than that.
All right, Beersby, for those of you that are uninitiated like myself, Beersby.
You legit might be the last person to ever want to play a game of Beersby.
So this is like Frisbee?
You throw a Frisbee at the pole with your drink on the
top
of it.
You put a pole with a can on top, and then you have to hit the pole or the can. If you're really good, you tip the can. You hit the top of the can. So, Jesse, Max was firing it like it was Nolan Ryan. He was trying to be like Nolan Ryan.
Timely reference.
That's kind of jerk store-ish. I think that's kind of jerk
store-ish. Compromises the integrity of the game, I would say,
Because you have to catch the Frisbee with one hand because you got your beer in your other hand. So it's ba-boom, and if you drop it, you get a point, the other team, and you end up getting the 21, and that's who wins.
And to answer your earlier question, I do believe Beersby is one of the more athletically oriented drinking games on a day at the lake. I think it depends on how many beers be in you to determine your success playing Beersby.
Good one.
Thank you. It's true, though.
I'm on the official Beersby website learning the rules. This is really something. I'd love to know the history of Beersby and what drunk knuckleheads invented it and how long it's existed. It's... So I'm going to have to look into that. All right, so it was a good trip.
It was awesome. Yeah, I caught a nice catfish. We ended up catching this absolute pig. We had it. It was a pig.
It was in the water?
Not an actual hog. Oh, okay. Yeah, we didn't catch a hog. Probably a 60-pound catfish we caught. Now, we didn't keep that. We threw that back. But
okay.
Wow.
Sturgeon. We were catching sturgeon.
Sturgeon
win. It was good one.
Fulton
what was
today.
That running back? Is it Spurgeon? No, who was the running back that we had that was from Florida?
Deshaun Wynn.
There you go.
Deshaun
so,
Watson.
Yeah, good stuff.
Christian Watson. Yep. Christian Leitner. All right, so you're back. We're happy to have you. I'm sorry, what kind of fish was the pig?
Catfish.
It was an absolute pig of a catfish, not to be confused with a cat pig.
It was a pig of a catfish. Okay. 100%.
You going to tell us where your honey hole was this week or no?
No.
I don't like that term.
No. That's one of the things you don't do that. No. Okay. I don't even want to get into geography. I don't even want to give you the geography.
Were you in the state of Wisconsin?
Yes. Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Potato corridor?
No.
Stop. How long did you have to drive to get to your
honey hole? I will call this the catfish corridor. I'm not going to get into that.
Did
Jason.
You primarily travel north or west?
Wait, save that for tomorrow. We'll use that as our
geography
basis.
Here is what I will say. Here is what I'm going to say. It was within a two-hour radius of the greater Madison area.
That's that's all I asked for. Okay. I thought that was reasonable.
Latitudinally, yes, north or south of Madison.
No, don't push your luck, okay? He's in a great mood after sleeping on the ground and sleeping in his bed last night. Let's just take the W and move on with our lives. Unlike the Packers, who are trying to move on after their 27-2 L.
On my drive back, which again was within that two-hour radius, are Packer fans really this up in arms about what we saw over the weekend?
This is the perfect segue, because I really want to get to that exact concept. Because first of all, I learned once again that there are many, many, many
Daniel's
people.
Daniel's right, by the way. I know he's on our little thing.
Let me read. Let me read Daniel the landscaper's text about Beersby, which I had never heard of until about 6 minutes ago. You're supposed to play with a bottle on the pole, but But you have to be playing with a beer in your hand as well. You can only catch with one hand. Yeah. So you got a beer in one hand.
So the kids have water or a soda.
Right, I understand.
And then okay.
My question is, so if the bottle gets, are you trying to catch the Frisbee or the bottle?
Both.
Or one person is trying to catch the Frisbee, one's catching the bottle?
Yeah, team
exactly.
game.
Exactly. That's the trick. It's a team game. It's teaching teamwork out in the lake.
Makes the dream
water,
work.
In the whatever.
Yeah.
So the tricky part is that Frisbee's coming, and it depends on what kind of speed. You have to wait. You can't catch in front of the pole. You got to have your hand behind the pole. If it hits, somebody can catch the Frisbee. You can still get a Beersby and not lose 3 points. If you catch the can before it hits the water, no points. But if the Frisbee hits, you lose a point. Does that make sense?
It does. This definitely is not my game.
It's a lot of math for a drinking game.
Yeah, that's true. It's good for the kids, though. They can work on their multiplication tables and stuff while they're drinking their water out of a beer can. All right. I want to get to this. I don't get the sense that there's a lot of people panicking, but there are certainly some folks that are, I would say, concerned. And I don't think that that's entirely misplaced. I think it's an overreaction, but I was asked a question by Gabe and Chewy this morning about what kind of camp this has been. And, you know, I think the fact that LaFleur was so annoyed, it wasn't I mean, you score 2 points, the coach is going to be annoyed. Doesn't matter what the game is or what the stakes are. Mm-hmm. But I think it was a compounding of his irritation.
Joint practice.
About the joint practice being crappy. Mm-hmm. I think that's what was more the issue. And so part of the joint practice, which again, I will see where next year's are, but I am going to apologize. I should have gone. Because I should, if I was doing the show from there, I will try to make that happen next year. I apologize to our listeners because that should have been something I should have done. But I think the message and the narrative from that is that the Broncos took it to them on both sides of the ball. And the reason why, and this is what we'll talk about next, that is significant is I was working under the apparently misapprehension.
The guys,
yes, thank you, G-U-I-S-C, that the defense was just having a really strong camp, and that's why Jordan Love and the offense was having its struggles. And now when the offense struggles against the Broncos defense and the Packers defense gets beaten a few times by Bo Nix and company, then I have to think, I have to at least recognize the possibility that I need to reevaluate. Not overreact, but maybe the offensive struggles were more because the offense is struggling and less that they were facing a star-spangled awesome defense. So we will talk about that coming up. Speaking of awesome, though, just got a message from my guys at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on when our big window is being delivered, a couple of days before it's being installed. Got to clear out some space in the garage for that. Lots of anticipation at the Wilde House. And we got that great financing, and you can too.
Indeed, you can. And how do you say welcome to your guests? Well, if you're out fishing, is it, hey, here's a catfish fillet? I don't know. Or if it's at your home, you can say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You can say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. You can say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. And you say it with a great deal. Get zero interest for not 2 years, not 3 years, not 4 years, not 50 months, 60 months, 5 years, no money down, and equal payments across the board. But hurry up. The offer ends again. 20th April. It's already the 20th of August. Got 11 days. 31st, it's done. Certain restrictions do apply. Make sure to visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
All right, we'll get into where the Packers stand as they go back to practice today. I think we will have a close to the fans, open to the media practice tomorrow. I don't know that for certain. And then Thursday is another joint practice with the Baltimore Ravens coming to town.
Let's go.
A preseason finale on Saturday. And before you know it, they'll be in Brazil. We won't, but they will be. We'll talk about where the Packers stand after two preseason games, including the clunker that they had in the Mile High City near Golden, Colorado. We'll do that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Back. Tom Brady agrees with him. We'll get to that coming up. All right, Tausch. So, if you were roughing it out in somewhere in the wilderness near a body of water,
so this would be the one. I've always said this, and my kids and Sarah get annoyed by this, but when I do these things, I want to just do, like, eat the food that we catch. I don't want to bring out a bunch of chips and other stuff. Now, I never win that battle, but I legit am, if we're doing this, all I want to do is bring out, okay, if you want to bring out something to make the fish, like a little package, you know, some
Old Bay seasoning.
Yeah, fine. But that's all I want to do. Like, because I have that crazy in me. Like, I got some crazy. I don't know if you know this. I do have some crazy in me. That's some of the crazy. And we didn't do that. We brought some chips and we brought some beef sticks and other stuff. So I don't feel like it's necessarily the rough that I really want. I want it to
be naked and afraid.
Where I'm on a horse, I'm out there, and we're only going to get what we get. You get what you get, you don't throw a fit. And if you don't catch anything, hey, you got a 2 or 3 day fast in you. That's kind of how I like to look at it.
All right, so if it's great to have you back. What exactly is your plan for, like, and this is not a big fella joke, but, like, obviously you're going to eat more than just some fish over. How long were you gone? 3 days? 2 days?
Two.
Okay. Do you feel like you're qualified enough as an outdoorsman to, say, pick berries or mushrooms to snack on?
Oyster mushrooms, yeah.
To subsist without bringing something along. Okay. So then why are you even on this hill at all, much less fighting for it in any way? Like, you'd be dead. We'd have to replace you.
It's a fair question.
You're going to eat a poisonous mushroom and it's over.
If I'm being honest, I don't do this without Clussy. Okay, I'm not doing it. He knows.
You know, if Clussy would bring topics like Hatch, he'd be like a five-tool player. Like, he does everything. But topics, I don't know. Clussy, does he contribute those?
Oh, we just spent a half hour talking about Clussy.
Yeah, it's more
Clussy
you,
adjacent.
Really. You just pray. Yeah, it's Clussy adjacent. Yes, that's...
It's Clussy adjacent, yeah. It's exactly what it is.
All right. So there's no way you could survive...
So, no, I'm not. I don't want to, like, go and, oh, are
bring
these
the
berries
Doritos.
Poisonous? Are these mushrooms poisonous? Yeah,
right.
Of course not. I'm
sure.
Yeah.
So you
But
lied.
In fairness, if we did this, let's say there is no Clussy. We're probably not catching, we're not catching the amount of fish that we catch. Okay? But I'll say this. I do think Sarah would be really good at studying, oh, we're in this valley. Oh,
no
these
doubt.
Berries. Can do so. I'd feel good about the foraging,
sure.
Part of it, I would.
Just not filling the gas tank. All right. So the question that I was trying to get to was: did you actually see any of this football game?
So I did tape it, and I did watch enough to know
they were terrible.
It was ugly. But what I don't understand, and this is the beauty. That's why I love this job: the emotions. And how much investment our fans put into a game. Correct me if I'm wrong. 31 players that are going to be a part of the 53, which I don't know the math on 31 divided by 53.
Yes, I would say six didn't play due to injury. I would say 24, 25 were healthy scratches.
Okay. Let's call it 30 out of 53. The math on that.
Sure.
65-70% somewhere in that ballpark.
You tell
right?
me, buddy.
Okay. So let's just say 70% of your team isn't playing.
Okay.
What the hell are we expecting to have happen? They go with their most of their preferred starters.
Uh-huh.
Right? So what do you expect if you're going to play guys that aren't probably going to be on your team against guys that are going to be starting for them? We expect that we're that much better? Do you guys understand that the NFL
we do
is hyper competitive? It is. The margin is razor's edge, as is.
Indeed.
Now you're acting like it should be no big deal. We have already said, wake me in Brazil after the last game against Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm much more concerned about the whooping we took in a joint practice, at least the reports that some of the people have put out, that it was not pretty and that our offense struggled and that we didn't maybe protect it. All of that stuff was concerning. But to all of a sudden think that now we're not going to be any good and that all this other stuff now, kicking game, if you want to start talking about depth
right.
at certain spots, great. But as far as what this team's going to do this season, because we lose 27-2 in a meaningless preseason game that 70% of your team doesn't play, mm-hmm. I can't get outraged about that. Now, Matt LaFleur's commentary after the game I thought was interesting. I thought And this goes into the coach's mindset. I don't think he's really as irritated as he let on. What he's irritated about was it was right after the game. Emotions are hot. He didn't have his players. His players didn't get their piss hot. That's what
he's mad about.
Can we not say that?
We say urine on this show, remember?
Urine hot. I thought that was one of the words you could say.
I just had to dump you.
I thought you said we could say that.
You can say that you're pissed off. These are the kinds of rules that I don't understand.
So you're kidding me?
Well, that is a dumb rule, Jesse. You know that's a dumb
rule. You're in the company of Greg Gard now and being dumped on the show.
Hey,
that's my first dump.
Your favorite TV show, Gardo?
That's my
show,
first
Gardo?
Dump in 9 years.
What have you been watching during COVID?
All right, so his urine was
somebody give me Charles Woodson.
What was not hot was that you got your butts kicked. Coaches don't mind when you get your butts kicked a little bit. I know they don't want that to happen, but you tell your eighth grade football team, you tell your varsity football team, you tell your basketball, all of it. It's not about that. It's how you respond to that.
Sure.
Coaches want to hear that that is getting through, and when you don't, and then you get your brakes beat in 27-2, then you as coaches start questioning your own coaching. You start questioning everything, even though rational people would look at it and say, well, Matt, what did you expect to have happen? You had 70% of your team not playing. Coaches don't want to do that. They want to say, yes, but these guys bounced back and did this. Well, they didn't, and that's the frustrating part. And I think Matt let his emotions get out in front of him much more than he should have after a meaningless preseason game that I promise you none of us are going to be talking about by tomorrow or Thursday.
He is scheduled to speak with us at 1:50. You and I are in complete sync on this.
I understand the P word now, so I can't say that word, but I can say all the other stuff.
We can say that Jesse is pissed off that you did that. I think it's when it's a noun that it becomes an issue. Again, I don't make the rules.
That's really
dumb. Just inform
That's
you
dumb.
Of the rules. That is why I'm here.
That. I still don't understand when we can say something is part of the March Madness, quote unquote. Like all of that is another. That's a whole nother.
Let's get ready to change subjects.
The big game.
Let's move on.
It's really not that hard to understand.
In his mind, it is. So let's.
But it is. But it is because it's so variant. But
the reaction yesterday
was not. Was it about what you expected? There's going to be fans that I saw our boy Ned on Twitter tweeting at us saying that all is lost. Our depth sucks. Goody sucks. Because he knows I'm a Goody stan.
Who's a bigger fan of you, Ned on Twitter or the retired Navy fella, Jerry? He's also
that retired Navy guy hates me. He despises me. And you know what? If he loves you, I'm good with it.
As long as he's listening.
I don't understand the angst of it just because it was a game on the schedule. Do you think that this team is – do we really feel like offensively – and, Jason, what paused a little bit for me was that you just said now you maybe have more questions because it sounded like – and you've been up at every one of these training camp practices. Too much lunch has been eaten. Not enough has been distributed from this offense to our defense, and now to Denver's defense out there. And the question is, did the offense make a step forward? Are we loving what we're seeing? Is the progression where it needs to be before we get to Brazil? And it sounds like you maybe have questions about that.
So, all right, let's get into that next. But I just want to clarify, I am in your club, as Homer might say. I think he was really pissed off about the way the joint practice went, and then on top of that, the way the game went. And he is talking at 1:50. I am going to be there. I'm going to ask him about that. Because as I wrote in the State Journal this morning, once he watches the film, I'll be curious if he will really see this lack of
effort, grit, and strain. Like, I don't know. Did you hear some of the stuff he said? Jesse played the clips, and my immediate thought was, come on, man.
Chill,
like,
B.
I thought chill B is what I thought. Not to be confused with deuces B, which is what they would be saying to guys that are trying to make the roster who don't put forth sufficient effort in a preseason game. I'm sorry. I don't believe.
What does Chili always say, Jason?
Fool me twice, the game room's closed. They want a chance to have a chance. We got so many Chiliisms.
There's another one. I'm not gonna. If I have to coach effort, you're not. We're not interested.
Right, but I don't believe that. I don't believe that they had to. Okay. And again, I know you didn't watch the entirety of the game on your VHS tape, but my point is that I find it very, very, very hard to believe. This is what I said to Brian yesterday when Brian Bulaga was in as our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe better. I find it very hard to believe that guys who are trying to make the roster, guys that don't, like, they're trying to keep the dream alive, weren't playing hard, weren't straining and showing grit and effort. They just played poorly. I refuse to believe that there was a major effort problem from the backups. Their heads might have been spinning. They might have been overmatched. But I don't think that they were not trying. I find that to be preposterous.
It makes no sense.
And that's where the emotion comes into me.
Yeah, coaches, it's rare preseason, especially now he's not calling plays. You hope you look at the big picture of things.
He was just embarrassed.
Coaches are going to be, exactly. It's, we went out there and Denver took it to us on both days. And it's not just, and I think the fact he was almost looking at it like, okay, our starters got beat up. Didn't maybe have the right approach. And then our backups also got its lunch eaten.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an indictment on what Matt LaFleur feels like on him.
Yeah.
And it's always more embarrassing when it's on you, right?
And I would lash
out a little bit, but it's I'm guessing with a little couple beats and taking a couple breaths, I'm guessing Matt LaFleur is going to look at this and say, now – he is going to be get these boys ultra focused
this
because
week.
Now in the Baltimore the big bad wolf Baltimore Ravens come into town.
Nevermore.
You better not blow his house down. It better now. Let's see if we're made of brick or if this is going to be some little spindly lumber or worse, little grass
sticks.
You better be ready for the big bad wolf.
Okay, we'll work on our recollection of fairy tales a little bit later. I don't want.
Oh no, I know. Let me tell you something.
You know
the three little pigs and the big bad wolf. Uh-huh. There ain't one story, and I might not go right off the tee because I make my own stories up when it comes to the big.
Right off the tee. That's a show with Gabe Neitzel and Stephen Watson. You can listen to every Monday. I don't want to relitigate the entire show yesterday with Brian Bulaga, but. One last thing before we move on. Would you agree that Matt LaFleur telling them at the beginning of the week that they weren't going to play in the game was a mistake? And that's probably he's mad at himself for that.
I would think that you always learn lessons. He learned lessons from his dog blank performance against the Giants over in London with the sour attitude about going over. That is a lesson learned. We will not hear that again. When you're talking about Brazil, in this regard, I think you always want to work on the mindset of your players. And it always needs to be, I don't care what, when I'm competing, if it's practice or it's in a game, I am going to compete. And you don't want to you don't want to lie to your guys, but you also want to make sure they're staying sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, when you had your veterans running the taxi squad, or scout squad 2 days before the game, it set that mindset. And it's the same thing when you don't have certain players out on the field. It just feels different, and that's the thing you have to work through as a veteran, as a young football team that's trying to know what does it need to look like to be consistent. Obviously, that's another reason I think Matt LaFleur is irritated or – can I say the P word here? Or
yes,
is that
here. Yes,
allowed?
Go right ahead. Knock
I'm
yourself
not going
out.
To now. It will not happen again.
We've
not
ruined
hear me
it
even
for
use
you.
Use the P word.
Yeah. All right. That
sucks, too, because it paints a picture. It does.
All right. I want to put you on the roster next because I want to know if you were on.
Let me tell you something. My Beersby game and how I was trudging through these water.
I understand. I want to put you on the roster and tell me what you would be expecting if you were on this team. Going into today's practice, going into Thursday's practice with the Ravens, and going into Saturday's game. We'll do that next. Tausch mentioned Brazil. There's still probably time if you've got your passport to get down there, but you better have the money to do it. So maybe you can sneak in a quick clinical trial at Fortrea to get that extra cash.
Oh, and if you do, they got all kinds of options. I know we talk a lot about body mass index 18 to 32 or you know, there's all kinds of different studies on FortreaClinicalTrials.com. Go ahead, check that website out. A couple studies to get that cash that Jason was just talking about. Healthy adults ages 18 to 60. BMI 18 to 32 study, 2 stays, 15 nights, 7 follow-ups, $13,820 for your time and participation. Head to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
Tausch rejoins the Packers roster just to give us insight into what these guys are going to go through this week. We'll talk about it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com.
That our guys would come out with more strain, effort, grit after kind of getting humbled the other day in practice and then to have it happen again, not where we want to be. And I think it's a good lesson for our guys in terms of it doesn't matter who's out there. If you don't put your best foot forward each and every time you go out on that field, these things happen to you. So, you know, we're going to have to regroup, take a long, hard look in the mirror, and we got to get better. And we need that urgency from everybody.
A long, hard look in the mirror. Got humbled the other day in practice. Yeah, he's pissed. Yeah. We'll see where he's at today. All right, Tausch, here's my question for you before we get to trivia. All right, you're back on the roster. You're the swing tackle because Lord knows they need one.
Oh, God. Jordan, don't do it, bro. Don't.
You know how Matt challenged you after the game, questioned your efforts. You know how ticked he was that you did not perform well in the joint practice nor in the game because you're a backup, so you had to play. What are you expecting today when you come back to work? They were off yesterday. They probably reported this morning. What are you expecting? What are you expecting from practice today? What is this week going to be like based on what happened last week?
So I always looked at it if we had a bad performance. Everybody sat up in their chairs a little straighter. There wasn't the clowning around in the meeting rooms. There was the conversation where sometimes the coach would walk in the side door. And I know they have new meeting rooms now from when I played. But you walk in, and when the coach walks in, everybody's like, because you just know you don't want to disappoint the coach. And when things are going well, you can maybe chatter a little bit more and maybe a little bit. That's where they'll say winning kind of can sometimes sweep things under the rug. Mm-hmm. When you get your brakes kicked in and the coach calls you out publicly and says all the stuff that we just heard from Matt LaFleur, the focus and the intensity ratchet up. And that's why coaches sometimes don't mind you have that performance because it gets that you can tell people be professional and focus and all this, but really, just like in our lives, when something else happens, you can kind of perk up and even focus more narrowly. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to get. That's what Matt LaFleur hopes, and I think the intensity and the work and everything else, this joint practice on Thursday, I think for even though everybody will say, well, that was this, and we don't really care about the past experiences drive you moving forward. That is what the hope is going to be. So the focus and all of those things, you take that personally. if you're a competitor at all, you're going to look at it and say, well, this sucks. Well, this ain't happen again. This isn't going to be the case. So I love that. I think that is how that meeting is going to go today and every O-line. Because what else happens is, you ever hear the old saying, blank runs downhill? You ever hear that saying?
I'm not sure what the blank is, but sure. Yes, I've heard it.
You know, the head coach is irritated about what's going on, right?
You're so in your own head now.
I know. I wish Jesse had scared me like that. So the offensive line coach, the receivers coach, the D-line coach, every one of those coaches gets that same wrath. And what happens when they get that wrath?
Then you're getting it.
They take that wrath. So blank runs downhill, and then all of a sudden, you know what? The players aren't as happy. They're a little bit angry with the guy taping their ankles. And that's why winning is the great, it's just the great equalizer. It makes everybody happier. Because when you have days and a performance like we saw out in Denver, everybody's going to be more on edge moving forward until you get that taste out your mouth. That's what this Ravens joint scrimmage / preseason game is going to do, hopefully.
All right, we need to play some trivia. Jesse, what do you got for a category today, and what caller would you like?
It is a Badgers Trivia Tuesday. We're sticking with tradition today. Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Let's do caller. How many fish did you catch over the weekend, Tausch?
He caught a pig.
You don't want to do that.
Many inches long was the pig?
Oh, well, I just got a report from my boy Clussy. You sure you want to do this?
Tell me what the number is, and then I'll tell you.
Why don't you just tell me how much the fish weighed?
It's somewhere between 50 and 53 inches.
Let's do caller 20.
So why did you ask? Why did you ask that?
Because I didn't think it was going to be that big of a pig. That's a
he
huge
told you
pig.
It was a big,
you're right.
Big pig.
That
yeah.
Well,
a pig.
I don't throw the term pig around lightly.
How do we not have a picture of the pig for Mr. Digi over
I
here?
I do.
What the heck?
I'm going to send it over to you. I'll send it over to you.
Okay.
I don't want to give anything away from where the space is. And that's what that's why I'm a little leery of sharing a picture with you.
All right. Caller 20. For no
for
reason
no
whatsoever.
No reason at all. No. Why don't you do caller 82 for the 1982 Brewers, which is what we're going to be speaking on.
We already said
o'clock.
20. We're doing caller 20.
All right.
Oh,
for no reason at all.
Jesse sounds like he's pissed off.
Because of Robin Yount? Because of the great Robin
sure,
Yount?
Sure, I'll give you 19. Sure.
Well, now what do you do? You just said we said 20. You couldn't take a different number. Now you changed the number again.
I'm making a deal at 19.
No. Gorman Thomas was on that team. He wore number 20. We're fine. We're doing 20. We'll do it live.
Raleigh Fingers. Raleigh
34.
Fingers is 34.
Sorry, whoever caller 19 is. I tried.
Yeah. Caller 20, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 20 to play Wilde and Tausch trivia next. Tausch, tell us about AmFam. We're running out of days.
Yeah, we only got two
bike.
Or 3 days left, Packer fans, but Dream Drive is here. It's back. Come on down to Lambeau Field to kick off another year of big smiles in less than a mile. Started July 22nd. It's going to probably end on August 22nd. It's Thursday is going to be the end point. Little Packer fans can ride between Lambeau and training camp with their own bike or on one from the American Family Insurance fleet right alongside their favorite Packers coaches and players. American Family Insurance continues to support this heartwarming event, mobilizing the community to realize their dreams as they ride safe and protected. Join American Family Insurance for another historic year as we keep the tradition moving. Grab your wheels and let's ride Green Bay. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
Caller 20 for trivia. We'll play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. Because I'm a hazard to myself. Don't let me get me. I'm my own worst enemy. It's bad when you ignore yourself. So irritating. No, don't want to be my friend no more. I want to be somebody else. Yeah. Don't let me
so many questions now, and not trivia questions either. First of all, are you colorblind?
Who?
You. Do you match your clothes? Blue and white shorts, bright yellow t-shirt. Like, I'm just curious.
First off, it's not a t-shirt. It's a sweatshirt. You know what?
Looks more like, is it a hoodie or is it a quarter zip?
It's a hoodie because it gets a little chilly. It gets a little chilly
in whatever place this is.
This was a morning wake up. Oh, God, look at this. You better go get this.
Secondly, we can agree you're not a small guy.
Correct.
This fish, when you use you as the baseline, that is a really big fish. We will get that photo up on the... Will we put it on the social media channels, or is it going to give away your location?
I'm going to ask Clussy if he's a busy guy. I'm going to ask if he wants, because he's more of a normal-sized dude. And him holding this fish will even give you a better indicator of what this fish
is. It's gigantic. It is. I don't know if it's a pig, but it's huge. There it is right there on the YouTube and video stream. I mean, that thing, you got your hand in its mouth.
Yeah, you got to get. Otherwise, you catfish, you don't mess
with it. They'll
sting you. Yeah, because I lifted it like this, and then they said, "Well, you got to get the full length." And that fish, I don't know. The kids are sitting there flopping around like it was a 150-pound fish. It's not that big.
It's the size of a Range Rover. All right, we need to play trivia in honor of Tausch's fishing trip. Wow, this is great. Perfect. We're going to talk 82 Brewers, and Kelly Call's going to join us, find out what time Murder, She Wrote is on. And Brewer Bruce in Bayview, a first-time contestant, is our contestant today. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great.
I don't want your social security number, your weights, or your address, or your annual income, but I am curious on your age. Were you around in 1982 when the Brewers went to the World Series?
Yes, I was. I'm 65 years old, and I completely enjoyed that whole thing, though it was a bit disappointing in the end.
Yeah, well, Gorman Thomas striking out to end Game 7 in St. Louis. Not great. But we will talk to Kelly later about the documentary that I'm sure you will want to see as well. All right, let's play trivia. It is Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Tausch, you have question number one.
All right, Bruce, which team, which also happens to be Jesse Nelson's alma mater,
always about Jesse,
does the Wisconsin Badgers volleyball team host in an exhibition tonight at the UW Fieldhouse? I bet Bruce doesn't even need the choices. He knows Jesse's alma mater, right, Bruce?
Sure. Why don't you tell me what it is?
All right. Is it the Delegation State University, the Colorado School of Mines, or Bradley University?
I'm going to go with Bradley.
I'm sorry, did we change the format where we put the correct answer for question number one at the end now?
Why'd you read them backwards?
So why I read them backwards is because Bruce said, why don't you tell me what the name of the university is, and I didn't want to just shoot that out first.
As a result, I think Delegation State University did
really
not get
good.
What it deserved.
Thank you.
Because of the way you
really
delivered
good.
That.
Got my master's from there.
You're a professor, from what I understand. Tenured professor. All right, question two, Bruce. Here we go. Before transferring to Wisconsin, at which school did Badgers running back Ches Malusi begin his college career in 2019 with his team reaching the college football playoff national championship game? That was a mouthful.
Ooh,
that could work.
Where did Ches Malusi start his college career? Was it at LSU, Texas, or Clemson?
I'm gonna go with Clemson.
He was on our show from Squat Fest, and indeed, he began at Clemson. Good comeback story. Eager to see what he does this season. Tausch, you got question three.
The first road game for the Wisconsin football team this season features the Badgers visiting which Big Ten opponent? Is it Rutgers, Northwestern, or USC?
USC.
Yes, sir.
3 for 3, Brewer Bruce.
That was really good by Bruce. Really good.
The pressure was off. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Jason, I've met you a couple different times at training camp. My buddy was Mark, the guy in the wheelchair.
Yes!
He passed away last year at this time.
I know.
And I always enjoyed meeting up with you.
Bruce, you sent me a nice note after his passing, and I appreciated that. You guys were always a highlight of seeing you at camp, and he obviously thoroughly enjoyed that. And anybody who
he certainly did.
Anybody who takes the time to say hello to me when they're trying to watch the Packers practice, I always appreciated you guys for that. I also appreciate the fact that you got all three right, which gives you 4 entries into the drawing on Friday, and we'll see if Jesse actually makes sure that you get your prize pack if your name is drawn. Thanks for playing, Bruce. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Jason. Take care. Bye, Mark.
So, yeah. You got to buy Mark. That's a new one. We don't do
that. I like
usually.
That. That's actually better than love you, if I'm being honest.
I couldn't agree with you more about that. All right, Tausch, one thing you do love undeniably, though,
Beersby.
Is Coors Light, especially if you're playing Beersby with it.
We beers beat a bunch of Coors Light. Coors Light brewed with that 3-step cold process. Cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's made to chill. And beautiful days weather-wise, and our mountains on our Coors Light's bottles were activated, my friends. And it was cold, it was chilled to perfection, and it was baby blue. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Sub responsibly, Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.